is on this account with Jesus' joy, with shouting, with clapping, with celebration. Help me welcome the servant of God, Apostle Aaron Osai. If you want to shout, shout to the glory of God. Amen. I can hear you rejoicing. I can hear you rejoicing. I can hear you rejoicing. To the glory of God.
If you are still on the field, shout hallelujah.
Idan kana nan da rai kace hallelujah.
The transformation will begin tonight.
Changing zai so ma a daren yau.
God is set and we are willing.
Ubangiji ya shirya mu kuma muna nan muna jira.
Before we take off in this flight, I'd like you to pray.
And say,
Lord, do not pass me by. Just a moment for you to pray. You're all by yourself right now. Do not pass me by. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We ask that you stretch forth your hand. Do great works in our midst. And be thou glorified. In the name of Jesus. You may be seated in the house of God. Tonight is the introductory night. Tomorrow will be a deliverance night. Saturday will be a power night. And Sunday will be the healing night. So if you have crippled people,
idan muna da guragu,
if you have blind people,
kuna da makafai,
deaf people,
mutane kurmaye,
dead people,
har ma wanda sun mutu,
you bring them on Sunday night.
Akawo suran lahadi da yamma jama'a mu ce amin.
And God will do wonders in this
Ubangiji kuma zai abun al'ajibi a wannan wurin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to welcome everyone to this place tonight.
Ina so in marabci dukanku a cikin wannan wuri a yau.
Please make your neighbor welcome.
And then
turn your Bible to the book of Acts chapter
1. We'll read from verse 15. And in
those days, stood up Peter in the midst of the disciples.
And said,
the number of the names together were about
120.
Men and brethren,
this
scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake. Concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity and falling headlong and burst asunder in the midst. And his bowels gushed out. And it was known to all the dwellers at Jerusalem. In so much that the field is called in their proper tongue Akaldema. That is the field of blood. Verse 20. For it is written in the book of Psalms. Let his habitation be desolate.
Bariza mansa ayasheshe.
And let no man dwell therein.
Kada kowa ya zauna a ciki.
And his bishopric.
Da kuma matsayinsa.
Let another
wani wani ya kada.
One more time, verse 20.
Na biyu kuma aya 20.
For it is written in the book of Psalms.
Domin a rubuce yake a Zabura cewa.
Let his habitation be desolate.
Gidansa ya zama ya sheshe.
And let no man dwell therein.
Kada kuma kowa ya zauna a ciki.
And his bishopric.
Da kuma matsayinsa.
Let another take.
Wani ya gada.
Now, this was the time that the early church was formed by the hand of God.
Wannan lokaci ne wanda ecclesia an fara ta sabo da hannun Allah.
And Jesus had given them an instruction.
Yesu kuma ya riga ya gargade su yace.
And the instruction was that they should tarry in Jerusalem.
Su zauna a Urushalima.
They should prayerfully wait in Jerusalem.
Su zauna a cikin addu'a su jira a Urushalima.
Because an empowerment was going to come to them.
Domin akwai karfi wanda zai soko.
Please note that what is going on in this prayer meeting was an inspiration that came upon the heart of Peter.
Abunda yake faru a wannan addu'an shine inganci na ruhu ne wanda yazo a zuciyar Petrus.
Now this is the substance of the inspiration.
God in the wannan ingancin ya tashi.
He said just like it is written.
Yace kaman yadda an rubuta.
This is an explanation of Judas's condition.
Wannan ana bayyana abubuwan da ya faru da Yahuda.
Because when the prayer meeting began to advance,
lokacin da aka fara cigaba cikin wannan wajen addu'a,
everybody had a question on the back of their mind.
Dukkansu suna da tambayoyi a cikin kawunansu.
What exactly is the fate of Judas?
To menene ya zama ban gaskiyan Judas ko kuma me ya faru da Yahuda?
What is the eternal destiny of Judas?
To Yahuda ya kashe kanshi yanzu ina ne makomansa?
It is confirmed that he had a ministry that was part of the apostolic family.
An san cewa yana tafiya da hurda kuma ya samu wajen zama a gun manzanni.
But the kind of death he died.
Amma ilin mutuwa wanda ya mutu.
We need God to give us perspective.
Dole ne ubangiji ya ba mu wani wahayi da ganewa.
As to what his eternal destiny is like.
Ya yene karshen Yahuda a gaban ubangiji.
And Peter stood up.
Say Petrus ya tashi.
Under the influence of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God gave him wisdom. To bring perspective about the destiny of Judas. He said, for it is written in the book of Psalms. There were two things that Peter spoke about. The first thing Peter spoke about. Was Judas's habitation.
Yayi magana a wajen zama na shi Yahuda ko kuwa gidan Yahuda.
And according to the book of Psalms where he quoted,
atagun litafin Zabura inda ya kira daga ciki,
the Bible says,
litafin mai sarki,
let his habitation be desolate.
Yace bari gidansa ya zama yasheshe.
Let no man dwell therein.
Yace kada wani kuma ya zanna a ciki.
And the second thing he said,
na biyu kuma yace,
still from the book of Psalms,
har yanzu daga litafin Zabura,
was that his bishopric.
Yace bari matsayinsa,
let another man take.
Wani ya dauka.
There are two things here. The first is his habitation. And the second is his bishopric. If you are still with me, say amen. I didn't hear that
amen.
Hallelujah. There were two things he made reference to about Judas. Concerning his habitation. He said, let it be desolate. Concerning his habitation. Let no man dwell therein. Concerning his bishopric. He said, let another man take it. Now, I want us to analyze these two things quickly. Now there is another scripture that I need to use to help us understand habitation. If you are still with me, say amen. Alright. Go with me to the book of Jude chapter 1.
Jude
chapter
1.
Verse 6. Jude chapter 1 verse 6. Quickly. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. So nobody's there. Alright, so Jude chapter 1, we'll read verse 6. Have you found it? Alright. And the angels which kept not their first estate.
Har malaiku da basu yi rike wajen zaman su na farko ba,
but left their own habitation.
Amma sun bar waje wanda Ubangiji ya shirya musu.
He had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness.
Ya aje su zuwa lokaci na karshe a cikin kacha,
unto the judgment of the great day.
Har zuwa garan shari'a na Ubangiji.
Now, the habitation we are talking about here is a heavenly habitation.
Mazaunin da muke fada anan ba gida na duniya ba, amma gida na sama.
That is to say that when God allows a man to come into the earth,
yana cewa idan Ubangiji ya bar mutum ya zo a duniya,
what he does is that he builds a habitation for him in heaven.
Wato Ubangiji ya riga ya shirya mazaunin ka a sama.
Even angels too were created and God built habitations for them in the heavens.
Malaiku ma wanda Ubangiji ya kera su, Ubangiji ya gyara musu wajen zama a sama.
The moment a man comes into time to travel through this window of pilgrimage, God builds a habitation for him in the spirit.
Ubangiji yana gina masa mazauni a cikin ruhaniya.
If you are still with me, say amen.
Idan muna tare mu ce amin.
That habitation,
wannan mazaunin,
concerning Judas,
wanda an fada akan shi Yahuda.
The Bible says for Judas, that habitation will be desolate.
Litafi yace na Yahuda mazauninsa ba wanda zai shiga.
Concerning Judas, the Bible says that no man will dwell in that habitation.
Na Yahuda litafi yace mazauninsa ba wanda zai zanna a ciki.
That means if you are taking a stroll in heaven,
idan cewa akwai wuri a sama,
and you see the habitation of Judas,
idan an ga mazaunin Yahuda,
you will know that a man was supposed to be here.
Zaka ganshi zaka san cewa wani ya kamata dama da ya shige ta.
You will know that a man was designed to be here.
Zaka san dama akwai wanda an kebe an sarrafa ya zauna a wurin.
You will know that this habitation was designed to accommodate a man.
Zaka san cewa an sarrafa wannan mazaunin dun wani ne musamman.
And the thing about the habitation is that God will not destroy it just because the man failed to occupy it.
Amma abun shine idan baka shiga ba Ubangiji ba zai rusa ko ya bata shi ba.
It will remain a sign that this was a design for a man.
Zai zama abun kallo cewa dama an shirya wa mutane.
Nobody can take over another person's habitation.
Inda Ubangiji ya shirya ma wani ba wani wanda zai iya doka.
Let his habitation be desolate.
Bari mazaunin sa ya zama ya sheshe.
Let no man dwell. That's the first aspect.
Na farkon kenan.
Some time ago I used to be a classroom teacher.
kwanaki da ya wuce ina kwaiswa kaman malanta na aji.
And for those that understand the educational system that we run in the nation,
in wanda sun gane yanda abubuwa ta mutta kwaiswa na kasamu yake tafiya,
there is an attendance document that teachers will need to fill about students.
Akwai register wanda muka sani wanda kowane malami dole ne ya cika bisa kan dalibinsa.
It's an attendance register.
Kamar yanda muke kira register ne wanda zai nuna ka shigo
aji. Let's say Musa is number one.
Za a ce wato Musa shine na farko.
The teacher will say Musa.
Malami zai ce Musa.
Musa will say present sir.
Musa zai ce present sir.
Abigail.
Sai tambaya Abigail.
Present sir.
Sai ta ce present sir.
Moses.
Sai ce Moses.
And Moses is not there.
In Moses baya nan.
They will not delete Moses' name from the register.
Bara a cire sunan Moses daga littafin wannan aji ba.
The teacher will just mark it absent.
Teacher zai ambata cewa baya nan.
The information that the register is carrying is somebody was supposed to be here.
Wannan mazauni na rubutun sunan ya nuna cewa wani dama ya kamata yana ajin nan.
And so concerning Judas.
To haka kuma akan Yahuda.
The register.
Register na
of habitations.
Na wajen mazauni.
Still bore his name.
Har yanzu akwai sunan sa a ciki.
But it will be desolate.
Amma kuma an ce ya zama yasheshe.
And no one will dwell in it.
Ba wanda kuma zai zauna a cikin
sa. So when you pass in through the cities of heaven.
Idan kana tafiya a cikin gidaje na sama.
You will know that a man was absent here.
Za ka san cewa ga wani fa gidan sa ya zama yasheshe.
This habitation was designed for a man.
Wannan wurin da an shirya domin wani.
But that man is absent.
Amma wannan mutumin baya nan.
That was the first aspect of the destiny of Judas.
Wannan farko abu shiryayye wanda Allah ya shirya wa Yahuda kenan.
Let his habitation be desolate.
Bari mazaunin sa ya zama yasheshe.
And let no man dwell therein.
Kada kuma wani ya zanna a ciki.
You will notice that Peter also admitted that Judas had a part in the ministry of apostleship that was given to all of them.
Zamu san cewa Bitrus ya ambata cewa Yahuda yana da mazauni a cikin ayyuka na manzanne.
Concerning the apostleship, he had received a service of the bishopric.
Idan mun duba cewa ta ayyuka ta manzanne an bashi kursiyi ya zama babba a matsayi na bishop.
His bishopric
wajen matsayinsa
referred to his labor of spiritual oversight over people.
Mazauninsa ya nuna aikinsa ne na jagoran mutane a cikin tafiyar ruhaniya.
His bishopric
wajen zamansa
related to his calling and his ministry.
Ya nuna kiransa da kuma ayyukansa.
That he was given from Jesus.
Wanda Yesu ya basa.
That had to do with oversight.
Wanda ya duba kuma dole ne da kebewa.
That had to do with providing guidance.
Wanda ya duba da sarrafa mutane ya nuna musu
hanya. That had to do with leadership in the body of Christ.
Wanda ya nuna da jagora a cikin
Ubangiji. Concerning his leadership.
An duba wajen aikinsa.
Concerning his apostleship.
Wajen aikin manzancinsa.
Concerning his bishopric.
Wajen aikin manzancinsa na bishop.
The Bible says another person can take over his bishopric.
Anche matsayinsa na aikin manzanne.
Another person can take over his service.
Wani zai iya cigaba da aikinsa.
Another person can take over his leadership.
Wani zai iya doki matsayinsa na jagora.
But there is something that another person cannot take.
Amma akwai abin da wani ba zai iya doka ba.
What is that thing?
Menene wancan?
His habitation.
Mazauninsa.
His habitation will remain vacant.
Mazauninsa zai zama ba kowa yasheshe.
You will know that a man was designed to have this habitation, but the man is absent.
Zaka san cewa an shirya wani ya zanna anan amma ga me shi baya nan.
But his bishopric.
Amma aikinsa, matsayinsa.
His assignment on the earth.
Aikinsa a duniya.
His ministry on the earth.
Aikin da Ubangiji ya kira sa yi a duniya.
Will be passed on to another man.
Za a mika ma wani.
But his habitation.
Amma mazauninsa.
Will be desolate.
Zai zama ya.
No human being.
Ba maluki
mutum. Will dwell in it. And so it is written in the book of Psalms. Let his habitation be desolate. And let no man dwell there. And his bishopric. Let another man take. When I read that scripture, I became perplexed.
Da na karanta wannan aya sai kuma na zama a cikin mamaki.
I became full of wonder.
Sai na zama a cikin abin al'ajibi da tunani.
So there are several things that if I don't behave well, God can replace me.
Ashe akwai abubuwa idan ban yi zama da kyau na taka da kyau ba Ubangiji zai iya canja ni.
But there are some things that God has designed exclusively for me. If I don't attain unto it, it will remain desolate. No man will inherit it.
Abubuwa kuma wanda Allah ya shirya musamman domin ni in ban tashi na shiga ba haka zai zama yasheshe.
Have you ever seen a man in marriage? Marries a woman,
ya auri matarsa,
and they are so happy dancing to the altar.
Sun yi rawa, sun yi murna, sun je kan bagadi.
God forbid, but if that woman dies,
a Ubangije sauke, amma idan matar
nan ta mutu, the man can remarry.
Mutumin nan zai iya sake
yin aure. And that vacant office can be filled.
Amma wannan waje wanda ya zama yasheshe za a iya
cika
shi. Amma
there is something that cannot be filled.
Wanda ba za a iya cika ba.
And that has to do with your habitation.
Ya zama da mazauninka ko mazauninki.
It is not when you give your life to Christ that the habitation is forged for you. The moment you are born, you have a habitation.
Ba sai ka ba da ranka ma Yesu kamun a shirya maka waje ba.
So when we go to heaven and we are strolling around, it will be easy to know that this man is absent. Whereas on earth, if a wife dies, you can remarry and continue life as if nothing happened. And very soon people will not remember that somebody is absent because the capacity the person left has been filled. But there are some things that cannot be filled. It is exclusive for you. It has your name on it. Concerning Judas, it was called his habitation. If your name is Moses in this crowd now, there is a habitation called Moses designed for you. And if by any means you fail to fulfill the requirements necessary for you to inherit that habitation, it will be desolate.
To faza azeza maya sheshe.
No one will dwell in it.
Ba wanda ze shigeta.
But your bishopric.
Ama aikinka matsayinka.
Your capacity in the earth.
Abunda ya kamata kayi a
duniya. Your leadership in the earth.
Jagoranka na duniya.
Your ministry.
Aikinka na duniya.
Your oversight.
Abunda kake duba a duniya.
It will be given to another
za
man.
Za a doka abama wani.
But the true story cannot be understood on earth.
Ama gaskiyar labarin ba za iya gane ta a doron duniya ba.
The true story of the loss. It is when you view with the spectacles of eternity that you will understand it. You will understand that there is a place that is desolate. There is a place that teaches an eternal lesson. That a man is absent. Even though God in his good will had made provision for him, the man according to his choice has rejected the provision that God has made. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Tonight is a night of decision.
Yau rana ne na dokan darasi da kuma mika kai.
There is nothing that you are doing on earth that God cannot replace you if you are not present.
Ba abinda kana yi a duniya wanda Ubangiji ba zai iya canja ka ba idan baka nan.
There is nothing that you are doing on earth that God doesn't have a replacement for you.
Ba abinda kake a duniya wanda Ubangiji bai riga ya shirya wanda zai iya ya bencha ka ba.
The purposes of God will continue whether or not we are here or it is the generation of our children.
Nufin Ubangiji zai ci gaba ko muna nan ko kuwa idan lokacin yaran mu ya zo.
Bishopric can be replaced.
Matsayi da wajen aiki za a iya canja.
Leaderships can be replaced.
Jagoraza ia changer.
How many governors have we had in Taraba State since
then?
We may not, some of us may not even be able to recount, because we've had replacements after replacements after replacements. So your capacities in the natural can be replaced. But there is something that cannot be replaced. If you miss out on the destiny that God has ordained for you, God has already prepared a habitation for you. Just like the Bible says that the angels in the eschaton that left their habitation,
There
did not have a choice but to remain in their habitation. And so those angels,
so malaikunan,
because they left their habitation, right now they are kept in the chains of darkness. Are you with me? Angels had to be punished because they left their habitation. The issue of habitations cannot be replaced. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every man that is passing through this world must understand something. Everything you are and everything you will be on earth can be replaced. Someone else can fulfill that possibility.
But
what you are designed according to the eternal plan of God to be, your destiny in the plan of God cannot be replaced. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. But his bishopric let another man take. If you are still in this place, I'd like you to rise on your feet in a moment. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. In a moment of time, I would like you to reflect, because as far as you are on earth, you are on a pilgrimage, on a journey. The terminus of your journey is in a place called eternity. The moment you were born, God designed for you a habitation. But your access route into that habitation depends on whether you choose the way, the truth, and the lie. If by any means you reject Jesus, now that you are in the pilgrimage of this journey of life, the implication will be that habitation that God has ordained for you will be desolate, and no man will be able to dwell therein. But anything else you are doing on earth, another person will take
off.
Let us pray. If you are here tonight, and you know that if you drop dead now, your habitation will be desolate.
You will not be welcome,
you will not be welcomed into it. It is a time to make a very solid decision. Because the things that God will be doing subsequently, if you have not solved the problem that we are raising, you will still be at loss. He said, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. But his bishopric. Let another take. If you are here tonight, and you don't want your habitation in eternity to be desolate. If you are here tonight, and you don't want it to be said concerning you that a man was supposed to be here. If you are here tonight, and you don't want it to be said that you missed your way, and you want to respond to the Lord quietly in your heart right now, you want to reconcile yourself with Jesus. If you are such a person, I want to invite you to put your right hand on your chest. I don't want my habitation to be desolate. I don't want no man to dwell there. You want to make up with the Lord Jesus so that you can inherit your habitation. Your right hand on your chest. Now listen to me. And understand what we are doing here. The truth of the matter is this. In that place where you will be after this life, you will have no strength. No strength. The difference between life and death will be Jesus. But yet God will make it possible for people to know that he had good intentions for every man. So forget about the person you came with, forget about your neighbor. In this moment of decision, forget about your wife. The Bible says concerning Judas, he said, let his habitation be desolate. Not their habitation. When it comes to the question of eternity, it is always a personal thing. Let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. If your right hand is on your chest and you are sure of what you want to do tonight, you want to meet with Jesus and reconcile with him, your right hand on your
chest.
And if your right hand is on your chest, lift your left hand up so that I can see you. Do not allow the devil win the argument over your soul. Because when the stage of eternity is open, I am pastor standing here, will be walking in the heavens.
And
we'll see habitations. Habitations. Habitations that have become desolate. And no man is daring. It will be a testimony to the fact that even though God desired that a man will end up here, he will be marked absent. His habitation is intact, but it is desolate, and no one else can occupy it. If your left hand is up, and your right hand is on your chest. Now do me a favor, leave your seat and come here so that we can pray here. I can introduce you to Jesus. Leave your seat, come to the pulpit right now. Leave your seat, come to the pulpit right now. Forget about the person you came with. It is now on the personal level. Let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric. Let another man. Tonight we need to reconcile you with the King of Kings. We need to reconcile you with the Lord of Lords. So if you are there and you notice that the Holy Ghost is knocking on your heart, it is a sign that you are not safe. So you want to come to Jesus. I don't want my habitation to be desolate. I don't want it to be said concerning me that I am absent. I'm
still
waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. You know those days when we were still in the university. We began to take inventory of some of our classmates. And sometimes a particular set can become intelligent and they can make a book that captures all the members of that set.
Idan an zo lokacin da za a gama makaranta aka danyi wata takarda wanda zai doki photon dukkan mutanen da suka yi karatu a wancan shekara.
And then just a few years later.
Shekaru kuma kadan idan ta wuce.
Checking through the register.
Idan ka je ka bude wannan takarda wanda photon na cikin ta.
Sandra.
Check me you are that Sandra.
Abigail.
Abigail.
Moses.
Musa.
Danladi.
Danladi.
And then number 5.
Nebier.
He's dead.
Yamutu.
His place is still in the diary.
Awannan takarda na photo har yanzu gashi a wurin.
His picture is still there.
Photonsa gashi nan kirikiri a wurin.
His matriculation number is still intact.
Number da an basa na jami'a har yanzu a rubuce take a wurin.
But in the world of the living he's absent.
Amma kuma a duniya na masu rai baya nan.
That is how it will be in the spirit realm.
Haka kuma a cikin ruhaniya.
As you journey through the heavens,
idan muna tafiya a cikin sammai,
you will see desolate habitation.
Sai kaga ga shiryayyen wuri ba mazauna a cikin
ta. It's a testimony to the fact that some people are absent.
Sheda ne cewa wasu mutane ba su nan.
The reason why you are standing here tonight,
dalilin da kana tsaye kina tsaye a nan daren yau,
is because you don't want to be absent.
Domin baka so a ce a sama baka nan baki.
And there is only one way that can be effected.
Hanya daya wanda zai zama mai kyau da karfi shine,
that is if you meet with Jesus. Right where you are now, I want you to talk to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. I accept that I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. Save me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Purge me with your blood. Every covenant I entered into knowingly
wanda na sani,
or unknowingly,
wanda kuma ban sani ba,
I renounce it tonight.
Na kisu yanzu.
Let his power
bari ikonsu
over my soul
akan
be broken.
Ya kari.
I repent.
Na tuba.
As you say you repent, call the name of what you are repenting for. If you have committed abortion before,
in the latin that I can check out to
committed fornication before,
may you walk out the chicken kai first can check kai
the strange things that you did confess
abu bonda kaje check a chow bangi
na tuba
da ka shaye shaye na tuba da ka first can
check I repent of abortion
na tuba da ka zub the chicken
I repent of rebellion
na tuba da ka taurin kai
Talk to him and repent right now.
Kaiwa ubangiji magana.
And after talking to him, say, forgive me. Forgive me. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. He has a plan for you. He has ordained the habitation for you. And that habitation will not be desolate. In the name of Jesus. Do we have counselors? Please, all of you here, you are special guests of Jesus. We have 30 minutes for me to leave this stage.
I'd like you
to meet with the counselors. They will take your details, then come back. I want to pray a powerful prayer. Before I leave the stage. So please see our counselors this way. Your habitation will not be desolate. You will be the one to dwell therein. Can you salute them with a clap offering?
Bari mutapa ma Yesu, mutapa ma Yesu.
Now, those of you that are in still on your seats, please counsel us. Just take the details, release them in the next 10 minutes. I want to pray a powerful prayer right now.
Minti goma.
Minti goma.
10 minutes.
Hallelujah. Okay, I have 3 prayer points for us. And the prayer points are focused on your family. Your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins, your nephews, your nieces, and all your relatives. You want to pray for them right now. Can you say, oh God? I didn't hear you. I bring my family before you. Let every yoke on our family be destroyed. Can you pray that prayer right now? Can you pray that prayer? Let every yoke on my family be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Somebody pray that prayer right now. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Pray that prayer right now. Let every yoke that is on my family be destroyed. Let every yoke that is on my family be destroyed. If there is a yoke of untimely death, let it be destroyed. If there is a yoke of poverty, let it be destroyed. If there is a yoke of barrenness, let it be destroyed. If people in your family cannot get married, let it be destroyed. Break every yoke from your life. Sole cambre cuta catelare.
Aia duada arsuna ratama cube.
Vescofele mon convesi convesama talet. Let it be destroyed.
Maria Carriasu.
Let it be destroyed.
Maria Carriasu.
Oh Lord, we give you glory.
Ubangijika Carriasu.
My conselero bosantoli, me coseli manteli,
malua
preske kumbe la kuseta la
barati boronto. Adua duminkan ka duminkan.
Have you noticed any limitation?
Kaganche wa kwe wani kasenchi arayuanka, wani tsayua arayuanka.
There is a power that holds you down. And you cannot break beyond a certain limit. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Maiko salabonda sima
apre
Boske fose malato kilamonde Brahma santa babore
Jabare kento
Esko brege dalisa
tape Ibrahasi
Mahai toke
Mekalia na tabosa
Rikabaisa kepeles
Brisko de
Lava Baboria,
la prando shata,
Sanda Babora Kante,
Kelendo Rosh,
Masayeko Banzema,
Ebrekete,
Zuko Baboria, Meiko Senimakane,
Jabara Kadibele Ketua Baratana,
let it be destroyed,
let it carry you.
Oh Jesus, we give you glory.
Ubengiji Yesu Mundauka Kaka. Makata ya bahate
Kumba sale koria baba
Aduada arsuna
napali kete ya Makala
kolonto bari
Kotelembora kan
Kalia na tabali
kete no
Sharata mali kete na tabahata li
Akapeso sela mate Iskopato nande
Kalia tanade.
We give you glory.
Mungbaka daraja.
Can we pray for Taraba State? That the hold of witchcraft, the hold of the power of darkness might be destroyed. Let that hold be destroyed. Somebody raise your voice right now. The hold of witchcraft. The hold of manipulation. The hold of darkness. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
I will do two things before I step down. Number one.
Nafarko.
If there is anybody in our midst.
Idang akwewani kwa wata atsakanimu.
Anybody in our midst.
Wani kwa wata atsakanimu.
That has a hearing problem.
Wanda kana da damuwa da ji.
One of your ears is either totally deaf.
Ko kunnen ka daya gaba daya ka zama kurma.
Or you notice that you have lost so much hearing on that ear.
Ko kuwa baka ji sosai.
If that is your condition,
idan wannan yanayin ka ne ko yanayin ki ka daga
hannu. Can you just wave so that I will see you?
Ina so ka daga hannu ki daga hannu so domin in ganka ko in ga.
Anybody in that condition?
Akwai hannu.
Now, ushers, I cannot see from here. Can you help me check? Just keep waving. Keep waving.
Kuchigaba the daga hannayenku. Masu jagora ku taimaka bana iya gani da kanan.
Anybody just wave to me. Wave to me so that.
Masu jagora yanku samu wani ku dan daga mun hannu.
Hallelujah.
Mu yabe
ubangiji. Now listen.
Kuji.
Listen.
Kuji.
If you are deaf on your right ear, for instance.
Me yiwa baka ji da kunnene na dama.
Take this finger.
Ka doki hannunka guda daya.
Put it in the ear.
Ka sa a kunnen da baka ji din.
And block it completely.
Sai ka dada toshe shi gaba daya.
Can you follow my instructions?
Kuna iya bin abinda nake fada?
Put it in that ear.
Wannan kunnen da dama baya ji din.
The ear that cannot hear.
Wanda baya ji din.
Block it completely.
Ka dada toshe shi gaba daya.
Have you done that? Ushers, if they have done that, you wave
Masuje
again.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you praise. And I ask, oh God, that you honor our prayer tonight. Abide every deafening spirit. Deafening spirit. Hear my voice. Be bound. In the name of Jesus. Be bound. In the name of Jesus. Let your yoke break. Come out of their ears now. In the name of Jesus. Come out of their ears now. In the name of Jesus. All right.
Aha.
Can you do me a favor? Remove that finger. And then blow here very well now.
Katoshe wanda dama kakan jiko kikan jida kunnen.
Block the other one.
Katoshe den kunnen na hagun ko na dama.
If you are close to any of them that followed my instructions, can you help that person test the ear that they said cannot hear?
Idan kana kusa da wanda dama baya ji kuma sun yi abin da mun fada, ku gwada mana ko wannan kunnen da da baya ji
yana ji. Your neighbor, test the ear.
Ku gwada mana kunnen. So,
hallelujah. Now, those people that can hear, can you come to the stage?
Quickly.
This night is an introduction night, it's not miracle night. On Sunday night will be miracle night. Crippled people will walk here, crippled. And if you find a dead person, if you find a dead person on Sunday, don't go for burial. Bring the person to the crusade ground. Yes, because Sunday night will be a night of miracles. Come up to the stage, please. Zona.
Come.
Hallelujah. Okay, please, you interview them, and then, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bishop, help me with that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, do you have another microphone? On Sunday, you'll be amazed what will happen here.
Papa, there's a testimony.
On Sunday, you'll be amazed.
Ran lahadi zamu yi al-ajbi.
Yes.
8 years.
8 years.
Of ear problem, the left ear.
8 years of ear problem on the left ear.
But now the ears are open.
Now the ears are open.
Shekara takwas dama baya ji da kunne ama yanzu Yesu ya bude kunnen sa.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
When you say hallelujah.
Now, when I prayed for you, did you feel anything on your body?
Yes, I feel them moved in my ear.
Okay, there was a movement in his ear. There will be a movement in your life. What's your name?
Godwin.
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 Your miracle is permanent in the name of Jesus. Sunday night, I tell you, you will be amazed. Today is just an introduction. Yes?
This is Godia.
Godia.
Since October last year.
Since October last year.
The left ear has been having a problem.
The left ear has been having a problem.
But now to the glory of God, the
now
right
to
ear.
The glory of God.
It's opened.
The ear is open.
Yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, did you feel anything during the prayer? What did you feel?
I felt a breath in deep ear.
She felt as if air entered into the ear. And now she can hear. Can you celebrate Jesus? It is permanent in Jesus' name. You know, when we see miracles like this, sometimes we think that, okay, maybe we came to town in the night, and then got some people on the streets to come and testify.
Papa, there's another miracle here.
We just came in here. When did we come? 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
We came here. So we didn't come in the night. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. What happened to you?
Since December last year.
Since December.
Sounds in her left ear.
She's been hearing sounds in her left ear.
But while the prayer was going on.
When the prayer went forth.
The sound is now silent. She can hear perfectly.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
When you say hallelujah.
Lord, in the name of sorry, it seems the Lord is anointing her.
Another miracle here, Pastor.
Yes.
Since she was born, she couldn't hear in one of her ears.
Since she was born.
But after the prayer, she felt noise in her ear.
How
and
old
the ear
are you?
Popped open.
She's 22
years.
22
years. For 22 years, she's never heard from one of her ears. And the Lord opened the ear tonight. Now, I need one Hausa song to celebrate that miracle. Give me some Hausa.
Yai yo,
yai yai Allah yai. Binda mutumbe iba Yesu yai.
Oh yai yai. Oh yai yo, binda mutumbe iba. Yai mana yai yai Yesu ya. Yai yo, binda mutumbe iba. Oh Yesu yai mana.
For 22 years, never heard with the ear. She's just using that ear for the first time this night. Yes? Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, we thank you for this miracle. In Jesus' name. Yes,
Papa, there's another testimony.
Another testimony here.
Hannah to James. 19 years.
19 years.
She couldn't hear clearly.
She couldn't hear clearly for 19 years.
In both ears. But now after the prayers,
she can hear clearly.
19 years.
Can you celebrate Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Can you celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. Now listen to me.
Kujini.
I want to challenge you.
In our show in Ingazabanga
on Sunday night. Bring the blind. Bring the deaf. Bring the cripple. And if somebody dies that Sunday, don't go for burial. Just put the person somewhere that side. Hallelujah.
Yes, another one here. Mama said for some years she'll be hearing noise, strange noise in her ear. But after the prayer, the voice disappeared.
Now, Mama has been hearing noise on her ear, and now the noise has disappeared.
Mama dama tana jin wansu kara kunne amma bayan addu'a yanzu karan duka sun
it is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Mu yabe ubangiji.
Taraba, I would like you to shout hallelujah.
Taraba mu ce hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate God.
Amen. Can we give a clap offering to the Lord Jesus Christ? Make it louder and stronger. Amen. Can we package our offering before we close? Let's package our offering as we give unto the Lord tonight before we close for the night. Ushers, can you pass the offering basket around? Hallelujah. Ushers, pass the offering basket around. Can we listen to these few announcements before we shut down tonight? We want to give glory to the Lord Jesus for using his servants mightily tonight. We want to encourage you, invite as many people as you can from tomorrow. This message we are receiving, it is termed good news. And when you hear good news, you don't keep it to yourself. You share with others so that they can also rejoice and be saved. So please, let's invite our friends, our families, our loved ones, and people around us so that tomorrow God will continue to bless us together. Tomorrow we'll be meeting in the morning. The morning session starts by 8 a.m. Tomorrow's morning session commences by 8 a.m. The morning sessions will not be holding here. We are going to be meeting at the gym hall of the stadium. So tomorrow, please let's take note. We are meeting at the gym hall of the stadium where we met last year. So in the morning, please don't come here. We are only meeting here in the evening. Tomorrow by 3 p.m. Please, let's take note. Morning sessions at the gym hall. Evening sessions by 3. We are meeting here. Once again, the morning session is taking place by 8 a.m. in the morning. Also, books written by our Father in the Lord, Apostle Arome Osai, are available at the bookstand, and other books written by other anointed men of God. You can do yourself well by picking for your friends and your family members and yourself. So books written by God's servant, our Father and the Lord, are available. Please, we can check the bookstand. We want to also recognize and appreciate other God's ministers that joined us in the course of the service after the introduction. Because of our time, we may not be able to mention your names. But particularly, I want to recognize the resident pastor of Dunamis. We welcome you, sir. Amen. Other great men and women of God, other elders in our midst, due to our time to mention your names, but by tomorrow, God's willing, we'll recognize you specially. So please, we are meeting tomorrow 8 a.m. at the gym hall, and 3 p.m. we are meeting in this same venue. Hallelujah. May we rise even as we close for the night. Please remember to invite as many people as you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We return all glory to you for blessing us, for visiting us. We pray that what you have done in our midst tonight will be permanent in Jesus' name. And may your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, as we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a very good night, and see you tomorrow by 8 a.m. in the morning at the gym hall. Thank you. Please, the workers are encouraged to wait behind, as we may have one or two things.